CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 11th of November 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. India gets 60, 630 and 6,000 metres. Join the Legacy Committee. Register for next Bath distance learning course. The Indian government's telecommunications regulator has published a 2018 update to the Indian National Frequency Plan, effective from the 25th of October. It lists new amateur bands at 5 MHz, 472 and 136 kHz. In more detail, that means that 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz are secondary users with 15 watts EIRP. 472 to 479 kHz is also a secondary user, this time with 1 watt EIRP. Finally, there's 135.7 to 137.8 kHz, again as a secondary user with 1 watt EIRP. The regulations follow current ITU criteria for these bands. The RSGB Legacy Committee considers application to the Legacy Fund for project funding and makes recommendations to the board. One of the current members is coming towards the end of his term of office, and the RSGB is looking for a new member to take his place. Most applications for funding are discussed via email exchanges, and three meetings are arranged each year. These are generally carried out via Skype. Full information on the volunteer role can be found at https://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1111a. That's four ones. gb2rs-1111a. The next advanced distance learning course to be run by the Bath-based team is due to start on the 1st of February 2019, aiming for an exam in June, July or August. The team will then look at the new syllabus, and so there will be no Bath distance learning courses for 6 to 12 months. The course is free, but students must provide their own textbook, calculator and arrange their own exam when the time comes. Guidance is provided by the course team. A £40 deposit is required to secure a place on the course, but this is refunded to those who complete the training. Deposits from students who didn't complete the course and generous donations from students who did have so far raised over £14,000 for charities like the RCF, British Wireless for the Blind and RAIB. Course places are limited. The last four were completely filled well before the start date. So if you are interested in joining, contact the course leader, Steve, G0FUW, without delay, via email to g0fuw@tiscalay.co.uk. At the IARU Region 1 interim meeting in Vienna 2016, it was agreed to reorganise the VHF handbook to make it more readable for all interested users. IARU Region 1 has now made version 8.12 of the VHF handbook available as a free PDF download. You can download it from https://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1111b. Starting on Monday the 12th and running until Sunday the 18th, the Essex CW Activity Week is a friendly non-contest style event to encourage CW operators old and new. Whilst the object is to work as many radio amateurs as possible in a week, it's hoped that QSOs will just go beyond the usual exchange of RST and become a CW chat for as long as you wish. Listen out for the club call sign GX1FCW, which will also be on the air during the activity week. The exchange a signal report and name for non-members of the group. Members add their membership number. Full details, just search for Essex CWARC. More videos from AMSAT UK Colloquium, part of the RSGB convention, held at Milton Keynes on the 13th and 14th of October, are now available on the AMSAT UK YouTube channel. Among the presentations is the one by Graham Sherville, G3VZV, and Dave Crump, GKQ, about the amateur radio transponders on the satellite ESHALE iPhone 2, which is expected to be launched into a geostationary orbit soon. To see what's available, please go to youtube.com/user/AmSatUK, all one word, /videos. December is Youngsters on the Air month around the world, and details of stations in the UK who'll be operating GB18 Yota will be announced soon. The ideas for this event is to show the amateur radio hobby to young people and to encourage youngsters to be active on the amateur bands. As part of Yota Month, Bob W9XY and Ken K4ZW will be travelling to Ethiopia to team up with ET3AA Club at the Addis Ababa's University Institute of Technology. You can let them know what bands and modes you need ET on by taking a survey at www.surveymonkey.com/r/982k5W. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies in the diary for this weekend, the 10th and 11th of November. On Saturday the 17th, the Radars traditional radio rally will be at Saint Vincent de Paul Caldershaw Road off Edenfield Road A680, Norden in Rochdale, that's OL127QR. Doors open to the public 10:30, disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. Admission is £2.50, with those under 12 free. There's a bring and buy, as well as commercial traders and amateur radio sellers. Refreshments will be available, including bacon and sausage butties. Details from Robert M0NVQ 0777-811-3333. The Nevada Radio and Walters and Stanton Open Day will take place on the 18th of November. It's at Nevada Radio 1 Fitzherbert Spur, Portsmouth, PO61TT. And doors open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Major manufacturers will be in attendance to demonstrate their latest radios. There's a free burger and coffee between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for every attendee. The main warehouse will be open to customers to wander around and pick up as many one-off deals for the day, or pick through a large selection of vintage and used radio equipment. www.nevadaradio.co.uk has more details. Next Sunday the 18th, the 41st CATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar will be held at Oasis Academy, Homefield Road, Coolsden, CR51ES. There's free car parking, doors open at 10, with admission being £1.50. You'll find trade stands, special interest groups, refreshments and more. More information from Andy Bryars, G0KZT 07729-866-600. The Plymouth Radio Rally takes place on the 18th at Harwood or Harewood House, Church Street, Plimpton, PL71NH, doors open 10:30, £2 to get in. David has all the details via email to d.beck123@outlook.com. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as soon as possible to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. We need at least 3 months or even 4 months in advance to get your information into Radcom. Now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Ronald, PA3WP, Martin, PA4WM and Tom, GM4FDM will be on Tonga, IOTA OC049, between the 13th and 27th of November. They'll operate as A35EU and plan to operate 3 stations and use vertical antennas, including VDAs using CWSSB and RTTY. QSL Direct using OQRS, Club Log, Logbook of the World, or to Tom, GM4FDM via the Bureau. Dom, M0BLF, Rob, M0VFC, and Dan, M0WUT will be active as a VP2MUW from Montserrat, NA103, from the 17th to the 23rd of November. They'll operate SSB and CW 80 to 10 metre bands with 3 stations, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs, OQRS, Direct or via the Bureau. Braco E770X will be active on the 160 to 10 metre bands as 8 Quebec 7DX from the Maldives, that's AS013, until the 25th of November, QSL via Logbook of the World or OE1EMS. The team will operate ZY6V from Santa Barbara Island in the Abrolhos Archipelago, which is AS019, between the 14th and 19th of November. They'll be operating CWC SSB FT8 in Fox and Hound mode on the 160-6 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or Direct PY6HD. Now, for the special event news, many special event stations will be on the air commemorating Armistice Day today, the 11th of November. Listen out for GB1FB, operated by members of the Museum of Communications, Burnt Island, ARC, and assisted by members of Glenrothes and District, ARC. Poldhu ARC will operate GB100MPD. Grey Point Fort ARS will operate GB1WWC and GB0GPF. The Radio Officers Amateur Radio Society will operate GB100WWI. The HMS Belfast Radio Group will operate GB100ARM. Chippenham and District ARC will activate GB1WWI, and Coventry IRS will be operating GB1BNS. Details are usually available on QRZ.com. We're very happy to publicise your event on GB2RS, RADCOM and the RSGB, but please send details only to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible. Don't forget that one condition for a UK special event call sign is that the call sign must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help your efforts become more widely known. Now for contest news, WAEDX RITI contest ends its 24-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 11th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Monday, the Autumn Series contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, using data only on the 80 meter band. Exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using FM only, but it's followed immediately by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, IRTS Evening Counties contest from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 meter band. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Stations in EI and GI also give their county. On Thursday, the 70 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using FM only, and that's followed immediately by the 70 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC, and that's all mode. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 17th, the second 1.8 megs contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC using CW only. The exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. Next Sunday the 18th, the UK Microwave Group's low band contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Large geomagnetic disturbance we predicted last week actually hit the Earth on Sunday evening and Monday morning, as the plasma cloud was moving slower than experts had predicted. Nevertheless, its effects were dramatic, pushing the KP index to 6 and sparking widespread visible aurora even from parts of the UK. The geomagnetic storm hit HF conditions on Monday, with propquest.co.uk showing maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 km paths struggling to exceed 12 to 13 MHz in the morning. Things did improve as the week went on, but conditions remained unsettled, with the KP index still hitting 4 on Thursday the 8th. It would be good to be able to give you better news this week, but another very large Earth-facing coronal hole on the Sun on Thursday means we can probably expect more unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th. NOAA agrees and predicts the KP index could reach at least 4 with the threat of suppressed maximum usable frequencies on HF. But the better news is that the conditions may then improve and we may see better HF propagation from Wednesday onwards. There have been some HF highlights. Ronis G3SVW reports working Brian 9J2BO in Zambia on 15 metres last Sunday, and Andy M0NKR reports Andy 5R8UP in Madagascar being active on 80 metres, which is a long haul from the UK for early November. VHF and up, this weekend we're still under the influence of the large area of low pressure just to the northwest of Britain. This means a milder and rather breezy pattern of southwesterly winds and scattered showers, some likely to be heavy and possibly thundery. Rain scatter will therefore be a possibility for stations on the microwave bands. High pressure remains to the east of the UK and therefore Troppo will only be an occasional presence for the eastern side of the country, across the North Sea for example. This leaves us with the possibility of aurora due to disturbed geomagnetic conditions, and the tip here is to follow the KP index, which is a measure of how disturbed the Earth's magnetic field is and thus indicates the prospect of aurora. Values greater than 5 or 6 should start to attract your attention. As well as the smaller northern Taurids meteor shower on Monday, the Leonids reach their peak on Saturday with a zenithal hourly rate, or ZHR, of 15. It's one of the largest showers of the year. The Leonids occasionally produce a meteor storm with a ZHR of more than 1,000. The last one was 2001, but that's not predicted this year. Look for enhanced reflections from today on the lower VHF bands. The moon is at minimum declination today, apogee on Wednesday, so a poor week for EME. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all also from me until next week.